So I met a guy a couple of years ago who told me that he has this document he created that he shares with new employees, with friends, with loved ones. And it's a document, it's like a handbook of him. It's a user manual for how to work with him, how to communicate with him, where his strengths, his weaknesses are, things that he likes, things that he doesn't. And it's not a long document, it's only like 2 or 3 pages, but within it, he outlines, hey, if you want to, you know, really get along with me, if you want to be able to work well, then here's what you need to know about me, right? I like this, I like that, I like this other thing. And that's not to say I like the color blue, I like lollipops and candy. It's more like, I don't like to be disrupted in the mornings, right? Between when I wake up until 1 in the afternoon, I like to use that as deep work time. And so one of the very first things I would put on my document is don't call me or text me before noon unless it's really, really important. And just know that if you do text me or message me during that period of time, it's unlikely I'm going to respond to you until later in the day. It doesn't mean I'm ignoring you or that I'm upset with you or anything like that. It's just that my phone's probably not on and I'm focused on this other thing. Another example of this is that I can be very, very flaky sometimes. It's not intentional. It's because I have a hard time with time management. My brain doesn't register time in the same way as other people. And so the way this manifests a lot is that I will believe it's okay for me to leave the house at, say, you know, 1:45 to get to a meeting at 2 when I know that it takes 30 minutes to drive there. And I know that there's no chance in hell I'll ever make it. But at that moment, my reality is that I believe I can get there. And so I sometimes come off as flaky. And so what can be very helpful if you're working with me in any kind of way is to remind me. And I know that's something that you shouldn't have to do, like a reminder, but like it can be very, very helpful.
What's going on, everybody? I just wanted to let you know real quick that the Hyperfocus Masterclass is officially live. We put a ton of time and energy into this project, and based on all the positive feedback so far that we've received from students, it's pretty awesome. Seriously, we're really psyched on how it all turned out. If you're interested in learning all the habits, rituals, routines, systems, processes, frameworks, and more that, you know, helped me turn my ADHD into a superpower to get out of massive debt and build a $70 million real estate portfolio over the past 10 years, and you're definitely going to want to head over to beyondtheapex.com/hyperfocus and check it out. All right, let's get to the show.
And I like the idea of creating one of these documents. I think it's something everybody should do, whether you're an executive, you're an entrepreneur, or whether you don't even have any direct reports. I think it's important to put together a document like this for, one, the internal clarity that you get from going through this exercise. You will start to learn some things about yourself and realize, oh, this is how if I could design my perfect environment, or if I wanted people to be aware of like what my strengths and my weaknesses are, here's what they are. And just going through that exercise is a powerful journaling prompt, but it's useful, I think, for you to realize later, as things maybe go right or wrong, you can look back at this document and reflect and say, oh, again, I think I'm a time wizard. Jamie, my girlfriend, she always gives me crap because, not crap, but she likes to poke fun at this, that I think I'm a time wizard, right? It's one of the things that manifests itself as a result of my inability to see time, right? Which I just talked about a second ago, but I couldn't have seen that if I hadn't, you know, first sat down and reflected on it with Jamie and then like documented it. And that can save a whole lot of pain and suffering if you're in a work environment, if you're an entrepreneur or a founder and you have people underneath of you. It's very important that you train them how you expect them to interact and work with you. And in the same way, they should have a document for you to understand what's the best way to work with them. Are they very detail oriented? Are they a little bit more scattershot? Do they like to be probed and be pushed in a meeting with feedback? Are they open to feedback, but they prefer it in one-on-one situations? Like getting it clear about that stuff can help you and your team work more cohesively together. So I wanted to share this idea of the user manual of you, or the user manual. That's your pun for the day. It wasn't very good, but it is all you get. And I appreciate you guys taking a little bit of time out of your day to be with me. I'll catch you in the next episode. Until then, though, stay hyper-focused, my friend.